Welcome back, everybody. We're on another layover. Today we're in Malawi. As we've gone through this 5410 journey, talking about different countries, I've realized that I probably only knew about half of the countries in Africa, maybe a little bit more, but there's so many that I just am like, Malawi, you know, Malawi, I think I've maybe heard of it before, but you know, you've been talking about all these different countries. I you know, I need to be more educated on my geography. So,
yes. Yeah.
But anyways, if you're new to this series, layover is, you know, the time in between the jet plane has landed. You know, we have a short time frame here. It's basically just a time for Sam and Edward to give updates on their 5410 stories. So we're going country by country. We started the first episode of the series with Tanzania. We're now moving on to Malawi. So I guess, yeah, take it away. I don't know. We're trying to narrow the goal of this, again, is to narrow the whole 5410, the whole continent of Africa, down to one country.
Yeah.
And from one country down to more specific one story, or even a couple stories if time allows, but just to kind of make it palatable and something that, you know, people can visualize,
yeah,
to get involved.
So Malawi was interesting because you'll hear on these layovers, you'll hear the same thing. You'll hear barriers. I feel like in every country we ran into barriers, and a lot of times it would be at the border. And so Malawi was kind of a troubling entrance because I think we were at the border 5 or 6 hours in Malawi trying to get in there. And the pastors were waiting. I think we were a day late or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so these pastors were waiting for us. Side note, Malawi, we had other countries telling us Malawi is just infested with bed bugs.
Oh, yes.
And so we faced a lot of trials.
Oh, yes.
Man.
The beauty of this journey is what you learn from the obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Really, sometimes, yeah, a story is not about the destination. A story is about
the journey.
Mm-hmm. You know, like,
so true.
Yeah, so yeah. When we get into Malawi, the first thing to enter Malawi, we reach the border. We are late, one day late. The pastors have been waiting, and you want to push on. It is on a Saturday, and so the contrast of the guy, the migration officer, is a Seventh Day Adventist, and
so
here,
Saturday is a bad day, right?
Saturday.
Yeah. Mm. So, but God made a way.
Yes, and so like he doesn't want to listen to what are you going to do there? It's about the Sabbath day. So we are trying to talk to him. It helped really for even that, for some to share with him why we had to travel on Saturday. To him, it's a Sabbath day. You are, no. So you see, this is what really this 5410 is about, some doctrinal truths. Like Sabbath day, what is Jesus is the Lord of Sabbath. So the conversation started there. So it took us really a long time. But thank God, even through some of these obstacles, is where you really see the victory. And you see it is about God. It's about what God is doing. It is not just about, we are not just going to countries. It is like you are entering a country with the truth.
Yeah.
And the resistance starts here in the border.
Yeah, and meeting people, Edward, yes, this is the thing that I think right away I started seeing, that ministry, mission is never bigger than the one person. And over, we've heard that 1,000 times probably, at least you have, Jet, I know, and people around us have heard that. But it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
It's one person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of almost you have to surrender to that truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like what we're doing on the layover, because we're trying to narrow this big continent down to one person.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that God would spend our whole journey and our whole life on meeting one person to share one small little truth, to plant a seed that will grow a tree that will feed a family. And I think that that's something we need to realize. And so Malawi was interesting because when we got there, I'll tell you, at least you may have a different story and I want to hear it. But for me, the pastor, it was an older gentleman. And what struck me was his humility.
Mm-hmm.
He was so grateful. I think he might have had 50, mm-hmm. maybe 50 leaders there. Mm-hmm. And there was two people that struck me. The pastor did. Mm-hmm. And he starts sharing. I remember he kind of gave a little testimony at the end mm-hmm. about the teachings, where he was so overwhelmed with them that he said, next time, everybody has this thing, next time you come, they want you to come back. I have 100 churches. This man has planted 100 churches mm-hmm. in Mozambique and Malawi. He said, I'll bring all of my pastors next time. I yeah. wish they were all here. Mm-hmm. And I'm a broken record. We always say, well, we don't have to because you can take our teachings and go and train your pastors with them. That's the point of the simplicity. Mm-hmm. But I just, this humble older gentleman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And even his testimony. You know, it is where you started testifying about, that guy talked about his family and he said to ask for prayers. Mm-hmm. And he had one of his daughters who is the big guy, the bishop of
big chief.
Yeah. Big chief. And one of his kids is really down with all kinds of drugs and mm-hmm. and so he was like sharing with us that this is a prayer item. He introduced his children, but he said one of them is a struggle to him, and then we just realized
she was the same age as Taylor.
As Taylor, yes.
And this was during my daughter's name is Taylor. And,
yes.
And she's she'd share with you and sharing it with anybody that her testimony. But it was at a time when she was just in a rough place in her life.
Yes.
And this is why it's about the one, Edward. Yes. I love that you brought that up. You're reminding me of that. Mm-hmm. Because we're getting in deep and getting real with these people. Mm-hmm. And this guy is sharing about his daughter. And she was the exact same age as Taylor, my daughter. Mm-hmm. And he said, just pray for my daughter. The humility to ask for prayer.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah, yes. So that was something very big about that. So that is why, you repeat this, the mission is not bigger than the one. Yeah, sometimes when people think of mission, they think of projects. What did you do mm-hmm. when you went over there? What did you accomplish? Mm-hmm. But it is who did you meet? Mm-hmm. Mission should come to who did you meet? Right. So that is why I'm so happy about this. In our meetings, mm-hmm. we meet with people. Laying over like this one, it's not just really about that you spend your time in the airport somewhere there, but you meet some real people. And that is why God allows us to be able to talk. It's not a big crusade. It's not a big thing. It's big. The leaders are there and we know the leaders and we ask questions. And I was really happy that even the interpreter also, the guy who was interpreting for us, was in South Africa. He was deported from South Africa. At that very, very time, the door was closed in South Africa. And he came back to Malawi. Mm-hmm. And God brought him there. And he didn't know why he was there. So even the wife said to me after that, I thank God that my husband today, who ran away from the Lord and was deported from South Africa, and we didn't know what to do with him, God brought him at such a time that he had to interpret.
And he was powerful. His interpretation was so powerful because when somebody translates for you, you can tell when they're just repeating words in another language or whether they're sharing with passion. And I didn't know why at first, but he was so passionate with everything that we're sharing and that I had to wait for him sometimes because he was just hitting it.
Yes, yeah.
I've seen Edward do that.
Yeah, that's right. Good.
Yeah.
And come to find out, what did he do? Like he went
after that. He took the materials and he was able to go to another part of Malawi. Where he had run, he had started meetings there. And you know, people dry spiritually. Sometimes you get dry and then somebody will leave a place, not because God has closed that door, but he just runs away from God. So God sent him back. He told me, I went back to where I closed down my church. And he called the people, and with this teaching the first day, he said the second day he had 200 pastors. He sent me the photo, and the pastors...
Oh, I remember you said it.
Yes, and the pastors were there. So he was able to come with something fresh, something living, something, you know, you said about if you cannot carry a message, if you carry a message that you're not able to present, you're not able to give,
they can't be carried by another.
They can't be carried by
if
another.
If you carry such a heavy message that the people you're sharing with can't carry it anywhere, then they will praise you.
Yes.
But if you carry a message that's so simple and so powerful that they'll carry it to other people, they'll praise God for it.
Oh, yes. This guy got something that he could carry back to the people. The joy of getting it. He said, man, this is it. The joy of getting it sent him back. And up to today, the guy is still going in Malawi, preaching different places.
Wow.
So this God just gave him something new. He told me, man, I forget about running, looking for a job in South Africa. God has given me a job. This is it.
You know, I'm thinking about where Jesus sent out the 72, and he tells them to go and go from house to house. And if you find people of peace there, you know, there's this identifiable mark of people that he wants you to connect with. And I think back to Tanzania, I think of that woman, and I feel like she was the person of peace. And actually, in each meeting, we could tell you probably 10 stories of 10, 15, 20, 30 people are really, their whole group is moved. But in Malawi, if I had to put kind of a label on Malawi, it'd be humility. I feel like that just the spirit of humility was there, and they were hungry and received. They received.
Yes.
These are leaders.
Yeah.
These are leaders of churches that are bigger than my church where I'm at. We're in Indiana.
Yes,
They are so hungry. It's like the blind can't lead the blind. You need to train people who are training people. And somehow God has given us, it's only God that's done this, given us an audience with leaders. This trip into Malawi, these were leaders of churches. I don't know how many, and if there were 50 people there and each one represented 100 people, what is that? 50 times 100, that's 5,000, right? 5,000 people, you know, just in valuing the one in front of you. But yeah, that touched me, this guy that took our teachings out and was so passionate. Going back to a hard place.
Yes.
Where you've already fallen down.
Yes, where he had failed.
He
went back. It reminded me about the story of the sons of the prophets when they went to cut the logs in River Jordan, and one of them had the head of the axe fall. And then the servant of God helped him, and they picked the head and they went. So sometimes I see in these teachings, it's not about is helping somebody discover where the head of the axe has fallen, and they pick it themselves. The servant of God told him, where did it fall? He pointed and said, pick it. So like this guy picked it up. So that is something which really struck my heart, that had we not gone, yes, God sent us at the right time. So, you know, sometimes when people support the work of God, you know, you might not be seeing what that your sacrifice is doing.
Yeah.
But that was so beautiful for somebody to discover what the purpose God gave them. You know, is a big blessing.
That's the one right there. That was awesome.
It's just giving a simple truth that they can carry themselves. And the difference is it causes a yearning. It causes them to want more. You know, it's just they're just getting a taste.
And that's what we address within the leaders. We actually confront that. We confront this idea that when you're a leader, you have to make things very simple, because what good is it if somebody comes to your church and never brings a single message to their family, to their village, or to their community from the Lord. And a lot of times they don't, because, again, I think that we've become showmen. We're presenting this big theater where we're entertaining people. But when you bring the truth, you touch people's lives. And so we were touched by these two people. So,
and the simple truth, somebody is about to is able to carry it and pass it on.
Yeah, great.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up our time here for this layover, and we'll see you in the next layover.